And now, the Goldbergs. Sammy Goldberg has told both Sylvia and her father that he can't marry her. Sammy gave no reasons, but Allison doesn't need reasons. He suspects them, and his suspicions are bound to lead to the truth. But Sylvia refused to be contrite. She argued back, and she cried, and she was hysterical. And finally, Allison, beside himself, slapped her, and Sylvia ran out of his office crying. Mr. Allison slumped heavily into the seat before his desk. The events of the past months are whirling through his mind, and he wants to know everything, no matter how much it will hurt. Listen.
Hello, William. Get my daughter Leah's house right away. I'll hold on. Who? Who wants me? I can't talk to anybody now. Get my daughter. William, did you see Sylvia leave the store? Which way did she go, do you know? All right. All right. No, I'm all right. I said I'm all right, please. Hello, Leah? Yes. I have to see you and Ed. Yes. Right away at the house. I said at the house, as quickly as you can get there. Did you hear me? Then be there. William, get my house. I can't help it who's in the store. I'll see no one. Get my house. Blind bat. That's what I've been. Hello? Carabelle? Who's home? Who? Well, that's all? Just the Goldbergs? Not Sammy? Is Sylvia there? Who's packing? The Goldbergs. I'll be there soon. Let nobody leave till I get there. Sylvia or Sammy or Leah or Ed or the Goldbergs. I want them all together. Yes. And I want you there too, Carabelle. I have a few questions for you too. That's all right. Well, what you know, you'll tell me.
Like a man who tries to see the last full detail of his own ruin, Allison draws together the people whose lives have been influenced by his daughter Sylvia. Allison has nothing clearly in mind except to learn everything down to the last terrible detail. But the Goldbergs are in no mood for anything like that. As they wait for Sammy, one thought and one thought only is on their minds: to get out, to leave, to finish with this thing that has nearly ruined Sammy's life and their own.
Rosalie, see if Papa's on the porch. He is, Ma. I didn't know he is. I see him sitting on the porch. And he's mad at me. Why is he mad at me? What did I say and what did I do? Ma. Don't worry about Papa, Mama, darling. He's nervous, too. Maybe we'll start to pack Rosalie. Wait until Sammy gets back, Ma. Oh, fine way for Sammy to start his life, huh, Rosalie? He'll be wiser after the experience, and he'll know now how to live his life. It's a high price to have to pay for wisdom. Sammy will get over it. Yes, I hope so. Oh, Rosalie, I'd like to see myself already on the other side of this door and on my own threshold already. That's what I would like to see already. On my own threshold, I should stand already. Oh, how that person could be the opposite. Not even a little bit like she pretended she was. All right, Ma, she is what she is, and she did what she did, and what happened, happened. It's no use saying now what might have been. Only God is wise before things happen. That's why people have heads to learn and remember and use.
Oh, words, little darling. Words. Idle words.
Why, Ma?
Because what happened didn't happen in a book that you could read. It happened to Sammy. To my Sammy. To your Sammy. To a place. The burnt child learns not to touch the fire, but the hand is burnt, my kin. Maybe burn too much. Sammy will be all right, Ma. It'll run him hurt, Rosie. Jake?
Jake.
Let Papa sit down, Rosalie. Sit, Jake. Dear. Why do you let yourself get so nervous, Jake? Drink Papa dear a glass of water. Water, dear?
Don't nag, Molly. Please, don't nag.
Nag. Nag. I said I was worried about Sam. Why he isn't here yet? Is that nagging, Jake, under the circumstances? Say, dear, Sam is out of my sight a second of a moment now. Can I help it if I'm beside myself with worry? If for a moment I don't know where he is now, can I help it if I tremble? Jake, darling, Sylvie is not going to just let Sam say goodbye. Because, Jake, darling, Sylvie is not that kind of an individual.
If you knew what kind of an individual she was, why didn't you insist?
Oh, please.
And if you felt the way you did about Sylvia, why didn't you insist?
Well, didn't Mama?
All right, Rosalie, all right. Please.
If you saw through her, why didn't you help me see what you saw?
Well, didn't Mama try to make
Charles, please?
You let me go on like a fool, taking her to my heart, believing her smiles and her lies.
Well, don't blame Mama now. Mama begged you to listen to her from the very beginning when Sylvia first came to Lansbury. And she begged you when Sammy wanted to leave. You said yes when Mama said no.
All right, Sylvia. All right. Please.
Don't shout, please. Don't shout. Rosalie's right. One word for me, and Sammy would have listened. Why am I blaming you, why? Why am I hollering on you, why?
You didn't, Jake.
I did.
Not yet?
I shouldn't, Molly. Not to you. To you, I shouldn't.
To who, then? Holler makes you feel better.
You can stand it, huh, Molly? All the pains, all the disappointments. Sammy would have been spared if I wasn't a fool.
It happened, dear. It happened like many things happen in life. Would that I had been wrong. There's no joy for me being right. Would that I was wrong and that Sylvie was all that Sammy hoped for. She was everything his love desired her to be. Sammy will get over it. He's too young to marry the best girl in the world.
Rosalie, a man is never too young to marry the best girl, and he's never old enough to marry the worst.
The telephone.
So take it.
The telephone, Rosalie.
So why doesn't somebody answer it?
Rosalie.
Oh, please.
You're starting, huh, Molly?
Hello?
Who is it?
Yes.
Who is it?
Mr. Allison. Mr. Allison, Jake.
Let me.
You're too nervous, Jake.
I am nervous, and you are not nervous.
Please, somebody take the phone.
Give me.
I'll answer it, Jake, please. Hello?
Hello?
Give me the receiver.
Hello?
Give me the receiver.
Jake, please, it's Mr. Allison.
I know who it is. Hello?
Jake?
Yes, this is Mr. Goldboy.
Jake, don't leave before I see you, please.
I had no intentions of doing so, Allison.
Ask him where Sammy.
You and I have too much to say to each other before I leave.
Ask him where Sammy.
You're reaping only what you sowed, Allison. And the apple don't fall far from the tree.
Ask him where
Molly,
Sammy.
Molly, please, please.
Ask him where Sammy.
Hello? 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 You didn't have to hang on me, Allison. He hangs best who hangs last. Remember that.
Jake didn't mean exactly what he said, but he does mean that it is Allison, and Allison mostly, who is going to reap the whirlwind that Sylvia sowed. But for Molly and Jake, Sammy and Sammy only is their concern. And Sammy is now walking back to Allison's house. But where is Sylvia?